the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Thank you for tuning in this morning, your weekend wake-up call, your Saturday morning tradition. It's my house, Rosie on the House, where we've thrown the door wide open to welcome any and all of you who'd like to come in and join us. We've also got a special guest that's joining us by phone this morning, joining us from Sedona, Dr. Sky. Good morning, Dr. Sky.
And good morning, Rosie, and good morning. Good to be in the house, on the house.
Hey, were you up late last night with telescopes looking in the night sky up in the Sedona area?
Yes, Rosie, but unfortunately everything went flat because even here, as I'm hearing, you know, just about an hour and a half away from Phoenix, the skies were just totally bad last night as far as viewing. But there's so much to talk about once this monsoon kind of wanders away. There's so many wonderful things.
We've had a lot of cloud cover here the last couple of weeks, haven't we?
Absolutely, and it's kind of not unusual to have this. Okay, meteorology is not my main specialty, but many people are saying, Rosie, as I've been listening to the show, and of course other weather forecasters, that this might be what? A little more intense monsoon season, you think?
I think we'll take it. I have a new employee at my office from New York, and she's been at the office now 2 weeks. And the day she started, we have an ocotilla outside the office window. And it was nothing but a dried, shriveled little stick with stickers on it 2 weeks ago.
Ouch.
And I asked her to look at it yesterday. I mean, it's just completely blossomed out in green. So we'll take all this moisture, even though it impacts our night sky viewing.
But we need it.
Are you up there again tonight with telescopes prepared?
No, I'm heading back, Rosie. And again, just to mention to the listeners, we have a couple of big events happening here, and one of them is going to happen. We're calling it the three M's, the moon, Mars, and meteors. So, folks, if you're interested in coming up to the beautiful Sedona Rouge, that's the hotel and resort that we're doing this at. Hey, Rosie, mark the weekend. Let everybody know, of course, the weekend of August 11th and 12th. Because that weekend, even though Mars will be closest to the Earth at the end of this month, what's 2 weeks in space time, right? We have a big
A couple thousand miles, right?
Absolutely. It'll still look great in the telescope. So we're going to have a big special event. There's a whole themed everything here. There'll be a big Dr. Sky special themed dinner for guests. We'll have the telescopes, and that's the weekend, Saturday the 11th, and of course the night of the 12th. The 12th is the big peak of the meteor shower. So people should just check in, go ahead and give us a call here at Sedona Rouge. This is a beautiful hotel and resort, and we've got a lot of good things here. We've actually got things to give away too, Rosie. We've got telescopes that were donated by some of the manufacturers. We've got a whole bunch of gift certificates and all astronomy-related things. But if we're not able to make that, and we want to think in terms of everybody's staycation kind of mentality too nowadays, we have another great event coming up this Friday, the 27th, at one of the companies that we support on the radio show, on our own Dr. Sky show here on KTR, and that is the good folks at Family Eye Care of Glendale. So simply this, next Friday, or Friday coming up, 7:30 p.m., if folks come on over there, the reason we're kind of working with them on this is they take care of my eyes, but even more important than that, Rosie, they'll take care of your eyes. I didn't know this, but one of the frame manufacturers that they have, Silhouette, is the approved NASA frame for eyewear aboard the space station. So what they're actually going to do is raffle off, you know, a frame and also some, optical part of that so you get your lenses. And I also have a telescope and a bunch of other gifts to give out to people, and I think they'll enjoy that. It starts at 7:30. That's at Family Eye Care of Glendale. They're located at 19420 North 59th Avenue, and we'll hope to see everybody there. We'll have the big telescope there, Rosie, the giant refractor, to look at Mars and the beautiful full moon that's going to take place. Both objects will be so close together in the sky. This will be amazing. And, Rosie, what's going on Mars is that Mars is now going under what they call a global dust storm. We get the haboobs here, which are horrible, but imagine the entire planet. Mostly all of this planet Mars is now covered in dust, but you can see some of the surface features, including the polar cap.
Wow. A global dust storm. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, it's incredible. And we're hoping that this dust settles because usually these dust storms on Mars, Rosie, will occur after the position we call opposition. In simple terms, Mars comes closest to the Earth July the 31st. And usually the dust storms start after that because of the proximity of Mars to the sun. This one started in the northern hemisphere, kind of unusual for Mars if you study Mars. And imagine taking out most of the planet with the thick, soupy dust. We all know too well as we shake our pants out and clean our furniture in our homes here. But on Mars, that happens globally. That's crazy.
So you've got Mars, Moon, and Meteor Madness, July 27th, at in the parking lot of the Family Eye Care of Glendale?
Do I
have that right?
You do, and right outside their facility and the parking spaces out there. It should be a well-attended event because, again, what we're trying to do, Rosie, is we realize not everybody can make it to Sedona. So we want to do an event for everybody who's nearby, let's say, the proximity of the Phoenix area. This will be a great event. And even if the weather doesn't hold up, we're still going to hold the proceedings inside. So it's an opportunity for somebody to come on, maybe bring their children, get to see Mars. It'll still look beautiful in this monster telescope we're going to bring. And we'll have some videos and, of course, a lot of other good things and raffle off some of those great prizes that are given to us by so many of our sponsors. But we want to put the telescope into someone's hands, you know, pass on the torch of knowledge. And then the other big event, as I mentioned before, is here in Sedona at the beautiful Sedona Rouge Hotel and Resort. Give them a call and book and ask for the special Dr. Sky rate. They're discounting it so that families, of course, can make it here and people who want to come up and see this location. I think once you see it, Rosie, and everybody, they'll love this place. It's located in West Sedona, and it's been one of my favorite, and we just love coming here.
This meteor shower is going to be really a pretty spectacular one, right?
It is. It's the Perseids, and the timing of this couldn't be better because the moon goes new, so it won't be in the sky. So the peak of the shower, regardless of where you are, it'll happen on Sunday evening, the 12th of August, into the 13th. And just find the darkest place if you're not able to join us at this particular event. But again, Rosie, we got to keep our fingers crossed because Mother Monsoon is always lurking in the background.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we were talking the last segment of the show about some of our favorite places and things to do. One of our favorite activities we've ever done is join you on the Dolly Steamboat at Canyon Lake. When's your next tour at Canyon Lake?
We take a little break because of the Mars and Meteor Madness event.
So
we're going to start up in October again when I think rightfully, or maybe even late September. We'll post that, of course, at drsky.com. And, Rosie, it's just so amazing that as we can see, just to put this in perspective, when the moon is gone during the mid-portion or early portion of August, that meteor shower, just to hype it again, and in reality, it's probably one of the best of the entire year because most people, with the heavy heat, they want to go outside and look. And other than the monsoon, the peak of that shower, I've seen it over the years where we've seen from dark locations over 100 meteors an hour.
Oh, wow.
And even in central Phoenix, you know, people have said, if you see one, you've seen a lot. If you've seen none. But, Dorothy, there's so many of these dark sky locations, and that's what we're, you know, proud to be here in Sedona today. It's one of the official dark sky communities. Arizona has five of these, and it's quite amazing. Sedona, Camp Verde, Flagstaff, Fountain Hills, and, of course, Oak Creek are the designated dark sky communities. And what they simply do is, as you know, we read the article in the USA Today, the front page, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
That there's so many of these areas in the nation that are drying up. And that's when I intentionally moved. I was back in the New Jersey market 32 years ago.
Ugh.
And sad to say, you know, there's not a square inch of dark sky back there pretty much.
No, they were the article actually states New York City residents can live their entire lives seeing fewer than a dozen of the brightest stars and planet. Most people living east of the Mississippi River will never see the Milky Way in all of its glory. Isn't that incredible to think about?
It is. And hey, look, we're all about growth and about, you know, doing business and being a capitalist and positive sales and growth. But this is what's great about the whole Dark Sky organization is that they've looked at this from a serious thing to preserve the beauty of the nighttime sky. And here in Sedona, obviously, they've done a wonderful job of that, and that's spreading like wildfire. And, you know, on the same note, Rosie, of bright areas, I want to promote one more place that we do every month. And this is if you're really in downtown Phoenix and you want to have the night sky shared, here's the point. You can see, even from the bright lights of downtown Phoenix, how about this, Central and McDowell.
That's right in the belly of the beast there.
Right. And how about this one? We do a monthly event, free event for the public at the beautiful Hobnobs Cafe and Spirits. They're down at 149 West McDowell. And the point is, to mention this, the next one is August 3rd at 7 p.m. So if you come down there, there's brilliant lights around, but I'm here to prove the point, Rosie, and it's a good one, that even if you're within the bright lights of a city, we can still show you some pretty cool stuff. So hopefully, you know, there's a lot of hope out there, but the best thing would be to turn down some of these lights. And obviously in areas like the main part of Phoenix, you can't, but I'm here to tell you that we can do a lot. And there's so many positive things. We get so many positive reviews from people who come to these events like at Hot Knobs, and they just tell us, hey, we love this.
We're doing what we can to get our Arizona listeners to fall in love with the dark sky. It's really now becoming, it's becoming a natural resource, and it's a it's a fantastic pastime. Where can they just go, Dr. Sky, to take a look at all your upcoming events and log into whatever in RSVP and get plugged into whatever you got going on? Where's the one place they can go?
Two places. The best place I would suggest is this. If you go on to our KTAR Dr. Sky blog, just send us a response to the latest contact that's up there, the latest news story. And we'll be doing a much better job in developing a new Dr. Sky site very soon, Rosie, so everybody can get that. And I just want to mention something, too, that I was listening in beforehand up here on the radio. And talking about gravity, I just want to put this one in perspective.
Yes.
And I'm not reading this, by the way, folks. This is a subject that, Rosie, we should talk about in the future. Hopefully we will. The general theory of relativity that Einstein, of course, promulgated and put out describes gravity not as a force but a consequence of the curvature of space-time. And people may be scratching their head going, what the heck is that? It's like if you took a giant rubber sheet and put different weighted ball bearings on it, you can see how it's curved on the rubber sheet. The probability is that that gravity is caused by the simple uneven distribution of mass throughout the entire universe. And then to make your minds even go more into the, well, into the outer space area, it's early Saturday morning.
Right.
The whole concept of dark matter is this hypothetical form of matter that doesn't interact with electromagnetic forces. It does not absorb, reflect, or emit light, and it's probably some subatomic particle that, of course, we haven't yet detected. But the big news is 80% of the universe is comprised of this stuff. So we only see, Rosie, in summation, about 4% of the real visual universe. And like if you look at the mountains and things here in Sedona or in your beautiful backyard with flowers and all these beautiful things in nature, we're only seeing 4% of the entire universe. Can you imagine what the rest of the percent probably would look like if we could see it?
There is no doubt in my mind that one nanosecond after I leave this physical body, the impression I'm going to have is, wow, I never imagined. Everything at that point is going to be so much bigger, grander, awesome than anything we could have ever possibly dreamed. Stretching your mind at Rosie on the House here this morning at 7:46.